This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Resource Centre. This is Frida Liu. We're here with the category winners of the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge 2015 to see how winning the award has helped them and what strategies they've deployed to innovate and enhance their businesses and their plans for the future. So who am I speaking to? Hui Matthews from Ashby Nimble. I think the last time I saw her was, I think, just before the birth of a baby. Amin Banyan Spamin from Car Bankel, who's moved next door. Cliff Leong from the Alphabet Press. So welcome to all of you. Good to be seeing all of you again. I think just for the benefit of people listening in, a recap of your businesses. Maybe we'll start with you, Cliff. What does the Alphabet Press do?
Hi, thank you, Frida. Thank you for having me today. The Alphabet Press is actually a bespoke letter press stationery company. We tailor-made a lot of paper stationery like wedding invitation, business cards, corporate stationery, as well as some of the off-the-shelf products like the postcard, note cards, calendar, and so on.
Amin?
Hi, Frida. Good afternoon. Good to see you again, Hui and Cliff. Car Bankel matches the needs for all kind of services for all car owners to request for any kind of services from more now about 5,000 workshops nationwide.
Wow. Quite a progress from the last time we spoke.
It has increased by more than 1,000.
Okay. And Hui?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Hui Matthews. I am the owner of Ashby Nimble, Malaysia's own homegrown, affordable and stylish sportswear. So we make everything from women's sports bras, running shorts, running skirts, crops, to Muslima wear, so sports hijabs, long sleeve, long leggings, as well as menswear and recently kidswear. So we're expanding these ranges quite quickly. So we're in a couple of stockists around Malaysia and also Southeast Asia, and we just recently opened our own shop in Damansara Kim end of last year. So we've been around for 2 years now, and I'm very excited for the next
Okay. So you were all category winners, right? So different categories. I know, Hui, you got the Manulife Sustainability Award,
yes,
right? What aspects of sustainability in your business do you think it got you to winning that award?
Yeah, so I think when we were all trying to prepare for the sustainability category, everyone was trying to figure out what does sustainability mean, right? And it could mean lots of different things to different people. I think people think about going green, environmental, that sort of thing in terms of sustainability. But I think it's beyond that. It's how you manage your people, how you are, you know, definitely sustainable with your profits, and how you treat the environment as well as, you know, your customers. I think what helped us stand out was Manulife saying that they were looking for a company that made life better for people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I started Ashby Nimble, it was because I wanted to make fitness more accessible through affordable sportswear. So, and our motto for Ashby Nimble is go the extra mile. And we're running a campaign launching soon this year. And it's basically about, you know, not just fitness, not just thinking, hey, should I wake up and go for that run today? When in doubt, go the extra mile. Just go and do it, right? But it also extends beyond fitness to your lifestyle, how you treat yourself, your family, the people around you, your business, your customers, the environment, everything. So I think that really came through our presentation and our pitch to the judges. And, you know, we try and offer flexible working arrangements for staff. We take on working moms. We take on, you know, really young entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs who want to learn about how to start a business as well.
Right.
And I bring my baby into work. So I guess, you know, that sort of thing, having a good work-life balance is definitely very important to us as well.
And for Car Bankel, I mean, you got the Visa Retail Award, right?
Sorry.
What do you think the judges saw in your app?
Visa look for innovation in retailing, and Visa being very simple. I mean, wherever you go, you can just use Visa. The same thing with the Car Bankel as well. Our innovation comes in retailing in the sense that if your car needs a service or you need to find any parts or component of the car, you can just take a picture and request for a quotation, or you request for any workshop that actually have the part that the consumer require. So most of the time, if our car, if you need to replace any component of our car, you need to drive to one workshop to another workshop just to get a quotation. Now, before any repair, you can just take a picture. I know most ladies, I'm sure you're the same way with you. You don't know what is wrong with your car. All that you know that maybe the lights on the dashboard, just the warning lights just appear, or the car is smoking or something. You can just take a picture of the problem of the car and request for a pre-diagnostic or a quotation first before you actually visit the workshop. So by doing that, you have in your mind a cost estimate first before the
dropping the car in.
That's right, yeah. So those part of the retailing, the same way with the workshop as well, most of the workshop do keep a lot of stocks, and they do have a lot of stocks, money stuck in stock.
Yeah.
And they can just take a picture of the stock that they want to promote and promote it on the apps. Then it goes straight to the specific car owner by model and by variant. So if you have, for example, an absorber for Proton Wajah, you have got a lot of stock that you can't sell, take a picture of the absorber and promote it to all the Proton Wajah owners. So all the Proton Wajah will receive that part that the workshop wants to sell. So it's a very innovation part.
Was it easy getting the workshops to participate?
It is not as difficult. The hardest part is actually trying to get them to use technology as part of their business. I think I can safely say 5 or 6 out of 10 workshop doesn't even have a Wi-Fi or email address. So we have got to go there, basically train them to open up an email for them before they can actually register.
I think it's the same journey with all these car apps, you know, the car sharing apps and you know, the likes of Grab and Uber. For you, Cliff, you got the HIP TV People's Choice Award, right? This was worth 200,000 in terms of airtime. How did you leverage it? How do you think, did it help you in your business?
I think it's a very good brand awareness and exercise for us, because the company has been around for more than 3 years, and all the time we have been operated under to cater the very niche market. Mm. But actually, in our heart, we are always trying to make traditional craft like this, or even the craftsmanship, even more accessible to many more people out there. Mm. So by having this award, it actually helps out for us to reach out to many more people, not just from the online media, which we have been solely focused on so much for the past 3 years. But this actually opened up a brand new avenues for us to reach out to a different kind of audience that we have never explored before. I think this is a very great opportunity for us. Mm-hmm. So not just to sustain the business side of it, but it's actually to promote and educate more about the craft and the craftsmanship that we can bring into making the product itself.
Mm. And Carmichael is what, 1 year?
Not yet.
So Cliff is 3 years, Ashby Nimble is 2 years, yours is not even 1 year.
Yeah, an infant, yeah.
Sorry?
An infant.
Still. An infant. When will it be a year?
In July.
Coming soon.
Coming
huh?
soon, yeah.
So how, you know, in terms of how your business has grown, how far do you think you've come since winning the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge? You know what I mean? How has that catapult your business?
Yeah. So I guess it has been quite a surreal journey. I mean, it's 5 months exactly, and I can tell because my baby is 5 months. So, I mean, for the listeners, I don't, you know, a bit of background is the day after we received the award, the same night, you know, I checked into the hospital with my husband and delivered my baby the next day. So the last 5 months have been very challenging. You know, we tried to do as much as possible towards the end of the competition to set up for this year. And, you know, so a lot of, you know, just pumping out designs so that we could launch a couple of things beginning of this year. So the prize money really helped because, you know, with small business and with mine that is quite working capital intensive, you know, that cash flow really makes a big difference. And we've been able to hire, you know, an additional full-time staff so that, you know, all the things that I want to do about, you know, getting the message across about Ashby Nimble through social media, through different marketing channels, to work on all these campaigns that I want to do this year, you know, that has really helped with the boost from the Manulife Award.
Mm. Yep. So 10 months, how has it helped your business? I mean, 5 months since winning anyway.
Well, one thing that I learned from the program, the SME Innovation Challenge program, is not to take the business not to be complacent with it. So after we completed the program, we immediately have a blueprint done to introduce more features that can help the car owners. So we've been very busy of late trying to finalize the feature and launch it as soon as in about 2 months time during our first year anniversary. Those features includes there are about 1.2 million used car buyer in Malaysia, and that feature will allow the public to request for inspection for the vehicle before they buy. If you buy a second-hand car, most of the time you go there, you test drive the car, you bring your amma, appa, you bring your boyfriend, girlfriend, you test drive. Oh yeah, very nice car, very nice car. Then they buy the car. A month later, the gearbox rosak, engine rosak. You wouldn't know, and you can't tell what happened inside the engine. So this feature will allow the new, the used car buyer to actually have 188-point inspection for the vehicle before they buy the car. There's two parts. Yeah? This one is what the buyer actually requests to check the car. There are also the used car dealer that actually put out a certificate saying that this car is perfect, five-star car, but you wouldn't know, anything can happen, right? So we open up this this feature for the buyer to have an inspector to inspect the vehicle, 188 point, and even give them an estimated cost of how much it takes to repair if they were to buy the car. If you they test and it costs you about 5,000-6,000 to repair the car, it's better if you don't buy the car and buy another car. Yeah.
Okay.
So we are launching that soon.
All right.
Oh, it has been quite a challenging 5 months to us because we are actually in the middle of moving our offices from Bangsa to Taman Bayang Jaya. So it really helps a lot because we started this business without completely understanding what the market would need, because there's no one doing something like what we are doing currently in the market. So by joining this competition, it's actually widened our perspective on how the Alphabet Press serve as a company, like how we can actually not only to preserve and revive the craft in Malaysia, but we kept asking questions like how can we make it relevant again into the modern society, like how this craft actually benefit your business or even your personal choices of life.
Okay. Yeah. So with the 188 points, is that what you did with your prize money?
No. The prize money is still there.
It's still there,
huh? We actually
it's cash rich lah.
Actually, we went to London to go shopping.
Oops, they come out.
Don't tell that to Alliance Bank. No, actually, we allocated quite a huge sum of that money for commercialization, okay. And the other half is to actually produce a training video. Like I said, six, seven of the out of the 10 workshops that we visited, number one, they mostly are Chinese. We are non-Chinese speaking, and then these people need a thorough guidance. So we prepare a video to guide them on how to actually use the apps. So those are the money allocated for that. So we have not fully utilized it yet. It's still there. I'm very cash rich now. But money allocated for budget for that is for that.
Okay, so for you, yours was not cash, but in terms of airtime. And you were saying you hired an extra staff.
And it went into working capital.
Right. We'll talk about what you guys would do differently, having gone through that whole challenge after this. I'm here with Hui Matthews, Ashby Nimble, Amin Banias Pamin from Carbankel, and Cliff Leong from the Alphabet Press. Of course, they are the category winners of the Lions Bank SME Innovation Challenge 2015. Stay tuned to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Ballsy football moves. BFM 89.9.
It's Resource Centre. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with the winners, the category winners of the Lions Bank SME Innovation Challenge 2015. There's Hui Matthews from Ashby Nimble, Amin Banias Pahamin from Carbankel, and Cliff Leong from the Alphabet Press. So, you know, we're talking about what they did with the money. Some people went on holiday, went to London and did some massive shopping. Of course, she's just kidding. 5 months after this, you know, and having the whole process, I think it happened last year, June, July, almost a year ago, right? Having had that experience and this whole, you know, your life would have changed, you know, what would you have done differently? Or would there be anything you've done differently?
Well, I definitely hope I never have to repeat that last week ever again. I mean, just from the point that, you know, there's so much preparation to be done for every single pitch, you know, for just the 8 minutes of presentation that you have, you put in hours, you know.
Sweating bullets.
Exactly. Yeah. Bullets, tears, blood, everything comes out. And in that last week, I think I had about four pitches to do, right? All for all the categories as well for the final pitch. And, you know, in between popping into the hospital and doing scans and everything. So that was a very, very challenging week for me and my husband. I think everyone around us was worried, even the bank staff and you know, all the fellow contestants. They were just worried what was going to happen to me. But I think I realized the importance of having a good team and good support. And I think even, you know, having a baby now has really driven me to be extra meticulous and disciplined when it comes to coaching staff and building the team and making sure that we have processes in place so that, you know, I'm not the only one who stands in the way of things being, you know, done or getting things done in the business. And I think that's very important that you don't have a key man risk. Mm. Sometimes with any startup, it's inevitable when you're the one behind all the processes and all the different aspects. So for me, I think that was the biggest lesson learned, that you know, having good, reliable staff and having them trained in all your processes is extremely important. But I guess, you know, if I were to do the challenge again, I don't think I would do it differently. Mm. I think, you know, as much as I could, I tried to get to know everyone. And I think that for me was the most valuable part, learning from the other contestants and being able to, you know, just ask questions. Oh, where are you moving? What is rental like? What do you do for your social media, for this and that? And even, you know, getting to know some of the judges during some of the mentoring sessions. I think that was fantastic as well.
Mm. Yeah. Amin?
I have given all my best during the last year's program. Everything from all the pitching that we went through, there are so many pitching and so many endless night preparing for the pitch. Rehearsing for the pitch itself is a few days process. Mm. And I gave him all my best during the last program. And I don't think there's anything else that I can do better than that. Okay. I've put in all my best for the pitching. In classes, I spend a lot of time rethinking about the business, rethinking about the journey in the business. That after that program, we actually rerouted ourselves from our initial plan.
Okay.
Yeah, we rerouted from the initial plan because suddenly we saw a few things in the business that we never thought about before this. Mm. So we rerouted, we recharted our journey, our future master plan, and after that it's like a completely different
right.
different path.
And that's a good thing, right?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Which
yeah,
you would not have had exposure to, yeah. Cliff.
I think I've given all my best throughout the whole competition journey. It's a very good opportunity for us, especially given our unique business nature of traditional craft. We are actually trying to figure out the model that work best for us, as well as pitching in as the idea to join the competition. So it's definitely very enjoyable journey. I would encourage a lot of the startups or SMEs who just start 1 or 2 years to participate into this. And you get to meet a lot of friends, new friends from different businesses, industries. Mm. You mingle around and you actually get a couple of jobs from there. Mm. It's a very good opportunity.
Okay, you get a couple of jobs. I know we end up getting you to do our
diaries. Yeah, BFM notes.
So, you know, get on the judge's good side, right? So, and why would you encourage someone to participate in this?
Take me, for example. Like I said, from one path that I do believe that everything is so perfect, after the program, we reroute our whole journey again. Mm. So to all the new startup, please join the program because it make your whole blueprint much, much clearer, and your whole journey, your whole path, your whole directions be even better.
Right.
And your goal after you complete the program will be more refined and polished.
Okay. Mm. So for that, and that's worth it, right?
Correct. Yeah.
In addition to winning the category.
Oh, that's a bonus. That's a bonus. That's a bonus.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me? That's a bonus.
And for you, Hui?
I definitely would encourage people to join just from the perspective of, you know, when you get caught up in your day-to-day running the business, this forces you to take time out and revisit why do you do the things that you do. Mm. And I think for me personally, it was a very good lesson to revisit why we started Ash Be Nimble in the first place. You know, what is our goal? What is our brand all about? And it's helped me refresh what we want to do for this year and the next, which is to, you know, keep inspiring people to live healthy and fit lifestyles. And, you know, having, I guess, winning the category prize helped to confirm that we are on that track, and that should be our main focus, to make people's lives better, right? So that for me was a, you know, very valuable thing that I took away from all the different sessions, you know, just making us think about what is good about our business, what's sustainable about it as well.
All right. I wish all of you to grow from strength to strength, and I know I'll be in touch with all of you again. I've been speaking to Hui Matthews from Ash Be Nimble, Amin Banias Pamin from Carbankel, and Cliff Leong from the Alphabet Press, category winners of the Lions Bank SME Innovation Challenge. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.